Iran's top diplomat, U.S. will not be spared from this fire if it continues to support Israel. By John Hayward on October 27, 2023. Iranian Foreign Minister Hossein Amir Abdollahian threatened further attacks against the United States and its interests at the UN General Assembly meeting in New York on Thursday. Iran is already launching rocket and drone attacks against bases housing American personnel in Iraq and Syria, using Shiite militia groups controlled by the Iranian Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC. U.S. forces have been able to intercept most of these attacks, but dozens of minor injuries have been reported. I say frankly to the American statesmen, who are now managing the genocide in Palestine, that we do not welcome expansion of the war in the region. But if the genocide in Gaza continues, they will not be spared from this fire, Amir Abdollahian told the UN General Assembly. The Iranian foreign minister was referring to Israel's carefully targeted bombing campaign against Hamas terrorists hiding behind human shields in Gaza, an operation that does not meet any legal or common sense definition of genocide. Hamas has made several debunked claims about civilian casualties, all of which the Iranian government insists on treating as credible. Hamas operatives have also sought to maximize civilian casualties by preventing Palestinian non-combatants from evacuating after advance warnings from the Israeli military. Amir Abdollahian nevertheless insisted on accusing Israel of war crimes and genocide at the United Nations, and he referred to Israel as an occupying regime even though it withdrew from Gaza in 2005, leaving it entirely at the mercy of the murderous government Iran supports. The Iranian foreign minister turned reality on its head by claiming Hamas is a lawful liberation movement, even after it raped, murdered, tortured, and kidnapped more than 1,400 Israeli civilians in a hideous surprise attack on October 7. He cited Hamas propaganda to claim the United States and Europe have supported the killing of about 6,000 civilians in less than 3 weeks by the Israeli regime in Gaza and West Bank of Palestine. We recommend the U.S. and the West to work for peace and security, not war against people, children and women. Actually, instead of sending rockets, tanks, and bombs to be used against Gaza, they should stop supporting genocide. He huffed, saying nothing about Hamas's callous murder of Israeli women and children. Amir Abdollahian claimed Gaza is part of Iran's home and claimed West Asia is part of its region, so it feels justified in launching terror attacks to protect our home security. According to international law, the Palestinian Liberation Movement Hamas is fighting the occupation and has a legitimate right, he said, without citing the international law that supposedly justifies tossing grenades into civilian shelters, beheading children, or raping women with such force that their bones crack. The Iranian foreign minister claimed Hamas is ready to release civilian prisoners, without naming the Hamas officials who supposedly offered to do so. At the same time, the world should support the release of 6,000 Palestinians held in Israeli prisons, he said. Amir Abdollahian switched to the sweet Persian language to offer a lengthy justification for Palestinian terrorism and war crimes. He claimed the grievances of the Palestinians justify every crime Palestinian terror groups commit. The October 7 horror must be viewed in the context of about 80 years of Palestinian complaints, and Hamas is merely fighting for the Palestinian right of self-determination. Amir Abdollahian demanded the UN enforce the demands of Hamas against Israel and claimed the only reason it hesitates to comply is interference from the unwavering and permanent supporter of the occupying regime, the United States. He said the U.S. was irresponsible for vetoing ceasefire proposals that would protect Hamas from Israeli retaliation. Amir Abdollahian then called for Israeli genocide, using the preferred code language of the Palestinian terrorist groups and their sympathizers, by demanding a Palestinian state that would replace Israel from the sea to the river. The entire land of Palestine, from the sea to the river, belongs only to the original Palestinians, including Christians, Jews and the Muslims, and no institution or country has the right or can give any part of it to another person or group. This is a false illusion, a crude fantasy that may only come true in a dream. The Islamic Republic Iran believes in the right of the Palestinian nation to resist against occupation and has offered a political and democratic initiative which includes the holding of a referendum for self-determination amongst the original residents of Palestine, which has been registered by the UN. the Iranian diplomat kept the terrorist jargon coming, accusing Israel of genocide a dozen times during his speech, claiming its brutal occupation has transformed into brutal apartheid or deep apartheid, and railing against the Zionist regime. The recent action of the Palestinian nation as well as the action of the liberation organization of Hamas against the occupiers, according to applicable rules of international law, is completely legitimate and is their inherent right. And attributing any other title to it is absolutely illegal and unacceptable, he stated, dismissing arguments to the contrary as a very ridiculous joke. Amir Abdollahian treated the savage Hamas atrocity as a legitimate military operation called the Al-Aqsa Storm, which he described as the volcanic eruption of the concentrated anger of the entire Palestinian nation against 75 years of continuous and widespread crimes by the Zionist regime. If the crimes of the Zionist regime continue, no one can stop the Muslims and the resistance forces. Therefore, those who constantly talk about the need to prevent the spread of the conflict must put pressure on the Zionist regime to immediately and completely stop their crimes, he threatened. Amir Abdollahian even mentioned the utterly debunked Hamas hoax of the Israeli bombing of the Al-Muamdani hospital in Gaza, which, in reality, was a relatively small explosion caused by a Palestinian Islamic Jihad rocket. The Iranian regime is apparently willing to stake what remains of its credibility on believing the Hamas account despite a mountain of evidence to the contrary. As Amir Abdollahian claimed, the attack was another example of genocide perpetrated by the Zionist regime. Since the hospital explosion was actually caused by Islamic Jihad, this passage of the speech would stand as the only time Amir Abdollahian mentioned a Palestinian crime in his entire lengthy diatribe. Amir Abdollahian concluded by threatening the United States again, warning against the uncontrollable consequences of the unlimited financial arms and operational supports by the White House to the Tel Aviv regime, which have led to the expansion and added to the severity of the bombardments of the civilians and the Palestinian women and children in Gaza and the West Bank.